After the pleasures of choosing the perfect Christmas gift come the joys of opening a present those close to us have selected, and after that, there is the sometimes even more rewarding ritual of returning that present to the store. Perhaps it doesn't fit, or it doesn't suit, or perhaps there's something we want more. Because Christmas falls in the middle of the week this year, there are lots of opportunities to return merchandise, and department stores all across the country are braced for it. Barbara Berger-Opatowski is the president of the Better Business Bureau of Metropolitan New York. She joins us by telephone. Barbara, first, let's just go over the rules of the road for returns. What should you take with you in order to have a reasonable expectation that a store will allow you to return merchandise?
You should take as much as you can. When you open the gift, make sure not to throw out the instructions or any tags or even the packaging. The more you have, the more likely it is that the store will identify it as theirs and give you as much as their policy allows. Second, do it quickly. Not necessarily the day after Christmas, because that could be a disaster in terms of how much time you have to wait, but many stores have limits in terms of time for their return policies. So if you wait too long, you may be out of luck.
Tell me about this new practice of a gift receipt. Apparently, this is a receipt which doesn't show the price, and it's wrapped with the gift, almost as if the giver expects you to take it back.
I think it's fabulous and extraordinarily thoughtful. Basically, it serves the giver's interest, the recipient's interest, and the store's interest.
Some stores are famous for very generous return policies. Are returns good businesses, or is it just a big headache?
There's a really fine line that stores have to walk. In recent years, we've seen some very generous return policies because people have been very focused on customer service. And during the holiday season, we saw even more expansive policies. There's been a constriction this year, and the stores say it's because there's been serious abuse and they can't afford to have these kinds of policies. So we see stores cutting back, some that once gave refunds, only giving exchanges or credits, some that had unlimited time limits, cutting those back substantially to shorter time limits, and some even charging in limited circumstances restocking fees. So we see a bit of a drawing back at this time.
Is it still common to get cash, or do you generally get credit or have to just take goods?
There's still very many stores that provide you a cash refund when you return something that they identify as theirs, even in cases without a receipt.
What is the thing most likely to get you flatly turned down?
The factors that will get you a flat return down is no evidence that the item was purchased in that store. The fact that it may look like it's worn or used in some way is another factor.
Are you ever entitled to just say that you will not take no for an answer, that no is unacceptable?
Even when a store has a no return policy, if the item is damaged or defective, you have a right to return it and get either a new item or your money. There are basically implied warranties that the items are supposed to do what they're supposed to do. A toaster is supposed to toast.
Could you hazard a guess as to what percentage of gifts are returned or exchanged?
We've seen estimates that indicate 5 to 10% of these items are returned.
That doesn't sound like much.
Oh, I don't know. People have been buying these presents for months, and they're returning in a very short period of time, so one-tenth of those people could be quite a few.
What happens to all that stuff, all the stuff that was momentarily owned?
Restocked. If there's something wrong with the items, they may be going back to the manufacturer. If it's just that someone wants to return them, they're back on the shelves and probably on sale at a substantial savings to the next buyer.
Barbara Opatowski, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Barbara Berger-Opatowski is the president of the Better Business Bureau of Metropolitan New York. She spoke to us from her office in Manhattan.